Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Events Coordinator Sarah Treff joins us on today's program to preview this summer's Thursdays in Pella. Well, Sarah, it's that time of year again. Thursdays in Pella coming up every Thursday night between now and the end of July. For our listeners that aren't familiar, though, what is Thursday Nights in Pella and what are some of the activities going on each week on the square?
Thursdays in Pella will start off on June 7th this year, and it is a mini festival that we have, food vendors, entertainment, a lot of booths of our local businesses that come downtown to share with us their products or services, and then there's always activities for the kids to do, but there's things for all ages as well.
And there's a theme each and every week, and each year there are some new ones. What are some of the new kinds of themes or activities that will be a part of some of the Thursdays this year?
Yeah, our first night will be the family circus. So it'll have the bike rodeo, which we have had in previous years, but we're putting a different spin on it with doing the family circus and inviting our nonprofits to come down. So that will have a juggler for some entertainment. So that should be really fun to see. But then, yeah, we have our, we're doing another STEM Fest, which is our science, technology, engineering, and math night. We did do a science night last year, but this year the STEM night will focus on, you know, if you're interested in this might be a career that you can follow in the future. So a lot of activities for the younger crowd to do that could maybe spark their interest. So we're excited about that one. Another new one is our BAM, which is Books, Arts, and Music. So should have a lot of things for the kids to paint and books. And we're going to have, obviously, music and just lots of different activities that fall in line with that. We're also doing a Happy Campers one, July 19th, which will be all outdoor activities and just kind of getting people excited about the different opportunities around here and the surrounding area to get outside and enjoy the nice weather since it's finally come. So, and then our last one will be July 26th, which will be our Need for Speed. We had a lot of requests for a racing night to get that back in the lineup. So we're excited for some of the fun activities that we have planned around racing for that evening. But we will have Ag in the City, which is our big one every year, and they have moved up to the middle of the rotation, so they're at the end of June instead of the end of July as we've had them in the past. And then we also have a game night, which we started last year and went over really well, so we're doing that again. And so, yeah, we're excited. One thing to note is we do not have any activities on July 5, with the 4th of July being on the 4th. We have activities that day, and then also the Balloon Fest will be that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we thought with all those activities that we would forgo Thursday nights in Pella on July 5. So.
And then in regards to the PACE Alliance, it's really backed this event now for many, many years. Why is it, in your mind, just such an important activity that we have something going on our square every week? And why has it become such a tradition, in your mind, in this community?
Obviously, Pella is founded on tradition, and, you know, we have our Tulip Festival every year, and that's, you know, with our heritage and everything. But I think just having Thursdays then in the summer, I think it's just another thing that provides something for the community to do and just keeps that vibrancy going. And we have so many great businesses and opportunities to participate and volunteers that everybody needs for their organizations. And so it's just really an opportunity to bring everybody together. You can see what opportunities you have to participate, to volunteer in our community. And I think it's just good that we can continue to put something like this on for, you know, I think we have 7 this year. 7 Thursdays out of the summer. You know, I've had so many comments from out of towners that say, wow, if we could do one of these this summer, we would really be happy. And so I think it's a good testament to the people here in our community that we can put on 7 of these events throughout the summer, bring people together, and just provide a great time for families and everyone in the community.
And now, of course, if people have questions about what events are going on, or if they happen to be hearing about some potential weather, the Big Red Radio will be back each and every week. What should folks do in case there are some cancellations? Because we will be on the square.
Yes, yes. KNIA will be up there every week and playing some music for us. But yes, if there's any cancellations, we'll let you know so you can put that out there. We also have a Thursdays in Pella Facebook page that has all the themes and will be updated with the activities or any contests that we're doing, or, you know, if there's cancellations, well, you can also check that.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance events coordinator Sarah Treft previewing this summer's Thursdays in Pella. The KNIA Cable-less Little Big Red Radio is broadcasting from every Thursdays in Pella event this summer. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.